This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Glad to be back today. Glad to be back. We're in the live show today. It's live. It's live. And so we have a lot to talk about today. I know that many of you, well, you become aware of a lot of things in your life. You've actually become a little bit overwhelmed. Overwhelmed into certain aspects of your life. Some of you may have had some awakenings recently. Some of you may have some beautiful awakenings that have really come to pass. You know, throughout all this situation here in 2020, many of you have had some overwhelming awakenings, and some of you are having some rude awakenings. And so on today's show, we're going to be talking about those awakenings. Many of those awakenings apply to everything from family dynamic, marriage dynamic, if you're not married, being alone or in a relationship dynamic, dealing with the kids and the situation and being at home and working from home and being right next to everybody all the time and not having that distance like you had before. Many of you for the first time are working at home, for the very first time, working at home, doing your thing and literally right next to everybody in your family. And you're starting to realize some things you've actually swept under the rug. Many of us are actually dealing with our feelings for the first time, but not knowing how to really deal with them. Because a lot of these feelings we've pushed off because of work responsibilities, being unable to be there, constantly working, all those responsibilities that get in the way. Many of us are also becoming aware of maybe some self-medicating issues and some of the things that we've done that's just been, well, on autopilot. And right now, it's the time to begin to, well, unpack some of these things and deal with it. There's no judgment here on this show ever. Everybody's going through it. It's one of the funniest things in life is that I don't know if you've ever lived in a building before, a large building, you know, where there's a management team and all that kind of stuff. And when you live in a building, what happens when something breaks in a building, like in your own unit? They usually tell you that this has never, ever happened in the history of the building. And they make you feel very, well, isolated, like you must have done something wrong. There's no way this could have broken because nobody ever has ever had a broken thing like this. This must be your problem. There's something wrong with you. Well, it's very similar, the building situation, to our life, right? When our life is like we feel like we're the only one. We're on our own. We're on this island. Like, it's like this stuff is only happening to us and nobody else is dealing with the pain that I'm dealing with. I mean, nobody else is dealing with it. But you know what? That's just not true. That's not. Most of us are dealing with the same things to some degree dealing with our whole life, whether it's about the kid issues, the marriage issues, whatever it is, you're dealing with it. And you know how many other people are dealing with it? Probably more people than you would ever dream. So let's stop feeling isolated. Let's start actually realizing that we aren't isolated. We're actually going through a lot of the same stuff. And a lot of the people we know are going through the same stuff. And sometimes it's not easy to talk to you. And sometimes we don't want to air out the laundry because it's just not appropriate. Sometimes we're fearful on the judgment calls or how somebody's going to hear us. And, you know, some of us have been surrounded by judgmental people for most of our lives. And you know what happens then? You don't trust anybody. But on this show, you can listen, you can connect. And if you want to connect with me on another level to work with me, as your coach, you can also go to AshleyBurgess.com. You can click on that contact page and send me a message ASAP, and I will respond ASAP. So, you know, let's talk about this. I don't know if many of you have tuned into my YouTube channel lately, but on YouTube, I've been doing a lot of deep conversations on YouTube, some videos about marriage, about dealing with the roommate situation, which has become a big deal. And I think it's something that we've been dealing with in society forever. I think that some of us have constantly been dealing with this. I don't think this is a new thing. I think this is something that people dealt with probably even back in the 1800s. I mean, this is something that's real, but nobody wants to talk about it. Because it's like, how do we find a solution for this? You know, some of us are at that point where, you know, the kids are growing up. The kids are out of the house. What do we do now? You know, there was all this time where we were spending with the kids, taking them to practice, athletic practice, you know, from doing all kinds of different things, you know, baseball, basketball, track, whatever it was, you were taking them to it, you know, guitar lessons, whatever it was. And that was a constant thing on a daily basis. And now that's over with. they're in college, they're doing their thing, or they're at home and they can't do any of this stuff because the schools aren't open and so they can't go. And so you're there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week when you normally would be busy. I feel that many of us have been living this busy life. This busy life. And I don't want to say responsibilities, because yes, we do have responsibilities, but I think that a lot of us are just busy. And we're busy because we want to stay busy in the fear of not being busy. What happens when we stop being busy? Do we finally wake up to the reality of what's going on in our life? And how long do we put this under the rug, these issues that we're dealing with? And how do we open up the lines of communication? I found that the longer the lines of communications have been cut, the harder it is to really reconnect those lines. It's almost like there's an issue not only in the relationship, but also in our own minds. It's like we can't jump the hump in our own stagnation because of the fear of how it's going to sound, the fear of how it's going to come out, and the fear of how the other person is going to interpret, accept, or not accept what we say. Powerful stuff, guys. And I know that many of y'all are in this situation, whether you're working on it and saying, well, ever since this all started where I had to start working from home, I started realizing that my wife and I don't talk that much. Or I started realizing that my husband and I don't talk that much. I started realizing that my girlfriend, my boyfriend, we don't talk that much. You start realizing that a lot of times, too, we get into these cycle patterns, right, where, you know, you're home, you get done working, like you would usually come home late from work, you would get there, you would have a drink, you would put some TV on, whatever, and you're doing that right now. You might be doing it earlier than normal. It might not be 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock. It might be 4:55, 5:01 in the p.m., and you're realizing, you're like, golly, you know, and you got this whole setup. You know, you go home, you get into your own little thing, you got your TV on, and you realize that you haven't even been communicating at all. And when you do communicate, it's all surface. Oh, how was your day? Oh, how was your meeting? Oh, how are you feeling? But it's not any depth. Like the deep conversations that you had back in the beginning of the relationship, well, where did those go? Did those go to die? Or are they going to come back at some time? I know that many of you are saying, well, I mean, as far as romance or being connected or having some intimacy, that's really gone out the window, too. And I don't even know how to get that back. I mean, how do you bring it up without upsetting somebody? Or how do you bring it up? And then how do you bring it up because you know that you got some hang-ups, too? Takes two to tango. And then some of you just started getting quiet because things weren't happening at home. And you're like, well, I won't bring it up because it'll get better. I know that many people have been dealing with the fact that their spouse or significant other has gone through some changes. Maybe some physical changes. You know, maybe some health changes. Maybe some weight changes. Various different issues that are going on in life. Also losses of jobs. That's a big thing. I mean, we identify ourselves a lot of times with the job that we have and the title we have and the money that we provide. All these things directly impact. I know that some of you are realizing that, well, now you're sleeping in another room. You're sleeping in another room in the house. There's a lot of things that really haven't been discussed. You know, the kids might be leaving the nest. They might have just left the nest. They might have been gone for several years. And it's starting to be really, really apparent. I know that some of you, too, on the other hand, are dealing with the single life, either divorced or single, and saying, God, what's going to happen now? I'm lonely. I'm intensely lonely, and COVID has made it very aware and very prevalent that I am alone. How do I overcome this? How do I work on that? And I've realized that many people in this situation, well, you've gone back to past toxic relationships that didn't work in the first place. Some of you are putting yourself down constantly. Maybe you're on dating apps hoping to meet someone, and that's interesting too because some people want to meet and some people don't with this whole situation. But all in all, it's like, gosh, it's like within to figure out who we are, what we stand for, and what we want in our life. And I know that some of you are saying, well, I'm starting to realize there are things that I swept under the rug. I'm starting to realize that I didn't focus on certain things and I haven't spoken up about things in a long time. But how do I do it? And you don't want to be like, you know, a million miles an hour, bleh, you know, total diarrhea of the mouth. You want to be able to be composed, and so you're going to have to keep it together somehow. You can't change everything in a day, okay? We can't turn the full ship around in one day or 2 days or 3 days or even a month. We have to begin to analyze how we turn the ship around. How do we connect? How do we reconnect? How do we end up opening the lines of communication so that we can freely talk? And the reason why I'm bringing this subject up today is that, you know, when we don't open the lines of communication and we don't try, we lose. We lose out. Even if the relationship is not going to be able to be changed, if we don't try it, we will never know. We'll also have a lot of fear, sadness, guilt, if things could have gone a different way. Because we don't know until we try. Just like anything else, you don't know if you can get the job until you apply. Okay? You don't know if you can fix something until you start trying to fix something. So that's what we're doing today, is that we're going to get into the trenches here on the show. We're going to talk about how we can begin to fix whatever is the problem, what we can do, and how do we make it work. I know that some of you are like, I'm grappling and trying to figure out where to begin, for the love of God. How do I even start? There's so much. It's like I'm dealing with having to clean out my closet, by the way, in my personal life. Okay, I mean, seriously, my real closet. I'm not talking about the closet of friends or anything like that. I have talked about that before. But my real closet. And I like to keep some stuff. Okay? And so I'm having to go through that. But it's an overwhelming task. There's so much I got to do. And I don't even know where to begin. And I think that you're probably in the same boat when it comes to the family dynamic. There's so much water under the bridge. There's so many things that have been left unsaid. Maybe there's some anger and resentment somewhere. Where do I begin in the communication to just start? Okay? And I know that that's probably the toughest point right now, is where do you start at? Okay? So where do you start at? Well, I mean, my analysis for this, where do we start at? What's the most pressing? What's the most pressing thing in your life right now that you want to change, that you got to get down to the bottom of, that you really need some answers, that it's really important to you, that it's something you're going to bed thinking about, and it's something you're waking up in the morning thinking about? What is that thing? Okay? What is it? Get it in your head. Think about it. What is that? Okay? I don't want you to, like, be stressed out thinking about it, but I want you to think about it. What is that in my own mind that I need to deal with? Okay? What is that? So now we think about it, we go, okay, so let's just say it's the fact that you feel like you're not having communication with your significant other. Let's say that. Not being able to communicate with your significant other. Okay. So how do we open up that line of communication? How do we start without placing blame, without pushing back, without having anger or resentment? How do we begin? Okay, that's a good question. So that's what we're going to talk about when I return back, because what we want to do is we want to set the scene where we begin to open up the line of communication where the other person doesn't feel like we're attacking them. Okay, so when somebody feels like they're being attacked, what do? They clamp up, they get quiet, they get angry, they get defeated, they avoid, right? Or they might get really, reactionary or kind of mean. Right? Or they give us the silent treatment, whatever they're using to basically safeguard themselves. And when they're in safeguard defense mode, that ain't helping anybody. Okay, so we're just going to be pushing farther and farther away when we're in defense mode. So when I return, I'm going to be talking about how do we literally communicate without having to deal with the defensive side of your spouse. Because once we get to that defensive side and you've been there and you've seen it before, nothing's working, okay? So let's figure that out. When I return, I'll be talking more about that, more of how to deal with these awakenings. Later on in the hour, Dan Nelson will be live as well. And so live your true life perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess. You know what? I'll be back this time in 2 shakes. We are all striving to live our true...
Hi, my name is Reginald Harvey, and I'm a wellness champion. Self-determinance is my preferred way of living whenever possible. But life just throws challenges in our path that don't fit our personal plans. How do you bridge these life road bumps? I just published the medical memoir, Anatomy of a Patient, as a journal of my battle with a life-threatening illness, stage 4 renal failure. I have learned that disease is just the clinical definition of the sickness, whereas illness is how we choose to live with it. In my case, I immediately had to decide whether to run and hide and wait to die, or to dare to live. No, dare to thrive. Join me in a conversation that few are willing to have. you can hear me on Live Your True Life Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. For more information, go to ReggieHarvey.net. That's ReggieHarvey.net.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business. So you'll get loans with competitive interest rates. And in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. How are you doing today? Glad to be live here today. And if you're just now tuning in, we are talking about the awakening process that many of us have had lately in 2020. Many of us are now working from home. We're starting to realize situations in our marriage. We're starting to realize situations in our life. There's a lot of things that are happening. And right before the break, I was talking about, you know, a lot of us are dealing with not being able to communicate with who we call our spouse. Okay. We're not able to communicate with the person that we call our spouse, and it's becoming overwhelming. And that might be the thing that you're going to bed thinking and the thing that you're waking up struggling with. And so the first thing that I advise everybody to do, first off, is that we have to realize from where we are coming from. Okay, the first thing that we have to do before we try to communicate and before we try to talk to that other person and try to, you know, hash it out, is that we have to realize what program we're running on. What is our program? And what I mean by that is we are all running on some sort of program, whether it's a codependent type program, right, where we're kind of codependently involved in the relationship, you know, whether it's a fear program. okay? Whether it's a victim program, whether it's the martyr program, whether it's the I don't care program, whether it's whatever it is, we're running on some sort of program, and that's actually interfacing with the other person's program. What is the program that the other person is interfacing with? And when we're interfacing with these programs, what's happening is the fact that we interface with their program. It's not us two humans coming together and having this great talk, right? It's like, let's say, for example, and I'll use this example. Let's say, like, you know, you seem to be more codependent in the relationship. And, you know, when somebody, when they change or when they act differently, it hurts you. And each time they change, it's like this big atmospheric change. And it's like, oh, God, you know, now they're being mean to me or now they're being. And so you're really taking it really personally because you're extremely codependent. And maybe the other person is coming from this other program, right? Maybe a program of, you know, there's a fear of abandonment program and they're constantly feeling abandoned. So the things that you're doing to them is triggering them and the things that they're doing to you is triggering you. And so it's not necessarily the two people coming together, it's the two people's programs trying to interface together, and it's not interfacing properly. And so the first thing I want you to ask yourself is, like, you know, where am I coming from this relationship? You know, where am I? Where am I at? How do I feel about this relationship? You know, am I really on edge when it comes to my partner? Or do I feel like more standoffish? You know, do I feel like, you know, I don't even know where to begin? Or do I feel like I gotta solve this now? You know, I gotta figure this now. And so really being able to analyze, you know, where are your emotions, where are your feelings, and where are your thoughts before we go into beginning the communication. Because we have to start the communication somehow. And let me really give a big caveat to this. When we start opening the lines of communication, it's not going to be great. It's not going to be awesome. I mean, it might be for some of you, and some of you might have just lucked out, okay? But for some of us, it's going to be like we're hacking away at like a big piece of ice, and you're just going to hack and hack, and eventually you're going to get through it. But in the beginning, we're just trying everything, and we're going to figure exactly what we need to do, and we're going to open it up, right? That's the only way to do it. We can't want this fast, you know, fast track. Oh, yeah, by the end of the night, we're going to, you know, by the end of today, we're going to be out at dinner and having a blast, and it's going to be like nothing in the last 6 years that ever happened. Or we're going to walk through the last 6 years and we're going to let it all go. Okay, that's not going to happen. But what I am going to say is that in order to understand how to begin to communicate and communicate in a calm way, we have to be able to analyze from whence we came. Where are we coming from? Okay, where are we coming from and what is our intent of having this communication? What are we wanting from the other person when we open up the lines of communication? What are we looking for? So when I'm going to return, I'm going to offer ways of communication, how we have to set the scene, right? How you bring in your spouse, or, you know, how you start it, you know, making changes to the programs that many of us are running on. You know, many of us are running on these old school programs. We got to make some changes. We got to start somewhere. If we start, we be the leader in our own household. And you know what? We'll get them to want to start too, because they're going to realize something's changing within us. Okay. Live your true life perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back this time in two shakes. We are all striving to live our true life, and part of living our true life is learning about our past. Passing knowledge and family history down to the next generations help those generations to learn where they came from, who they're related to, and to learn about the accomplishments of their ancestors. We've all seen the commercials on TV where you buy a kit, spit into the plastic tube, and receive a few morsels of information that need a lot more connecting of the family dots. Instead, how about hiring a true professional to help you find out your true, full family history? Dan Nelson is the resident historian of Live Your True Life Perspectives, a professional who does more than looking you up on the internet and compiling those small bits of history. He travels the country doing research about things your family deserve to know. Check out Dan's website. Go to dancestorsgenealogy.com. That's www.dancestorsgenealogy.com. And give the gift of your family history to your family.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A manhunt is underway in Wisconsin for the gunman who opened fire at Mayfair Mall, which is just west of Milwaukee. The mayor of Wauwatosa confirming several people were injured and taken to the hospital. Christopher was in the mall, and he tells WITI Fox 6 in Milwaukee.
All I heard was like pop, 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 like five shots. I just see plenty of people coming, because Macy's and Abercrombie's like right there, so I just seen people like rushing where it's at employees only at like customers and stuff like that.
President Trump's oldest son has a coronavirus. Donald Trump Jr. apparently tested positive earlier this week and is in isolation. Trump Jr. appears to be asymptomatic. The president's youngest son was also diagnosed with coronavirus last month. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Glad to be back here live today, and today we're talking about the awakenings that many of us are having right now with this year. Many of us are dealing with communication issues, and we're realizing that we really haven't communicated with our spouse for a very long time. Some of us are wondering, how do we open up that line of communication? And right before the break, I was talking about, you know, first off, we have to understand our programs. Where are our programs? What programs are we running on? And once we begin to open up the line of communication with our spouse, with our girlfriend, with our boyfriend, with our significant other, we have to accept the fact that, what? One, not everything's going to get solved in a day. It's just not going to happen. We also have to be able to remain calm. Okay, and I think one of the things that gets to many of us is that we have to be aware of us trying to prove our value to someone else. I think that many of us fall short. We go down this rabbit hole because we're actually feeling as though we have to prove our value to them when we have to begin to figure out our value in ourselves. And so I want us to take that off the table. So that's something that we really want to work on independently, right? Because there's things that we have to work on independently. When I talk to, you know, folks, I say, hey, we can work together, but both of you have programs too that we have to overcome and figure out where they began. You know, where did that come from? Where did that fear of being honest come from? Where did that fear of exposing one's real feelings come from? We have to get into that, because if we're safeguarding and we're holding back from all these things all the time, our spouse is going to feel like we're holding back from them, and it's going to be obvious, and they're going to think that it's actually a personal thing instead of something that you've been dealing with for a lifetime. And some of these aha moments we have to just have, because otherwise if we don't have these aha moments eventually and expose ourselves in a safe way, in an appropriate, vulnerable way, we will have regret later on down the road. Because, you know, if we don't say how we feel at some point and we never bring it up and we don't say it and reveal it, we will always wonder what would have happened if we would have just been vulnerable enough to speak our truth. I think that many of us create these walls around people, especially when you've been married for a long period of time. It's harder to communicate. And I think there's a level of respect. And I think that sometimes that level of respect and admiration gets in the way of just being able to communicate. I mean, some of you are able to tell your friends absolutely everything, but when you go home to your spouse, you can't. You know, why is that? Was it always like that, or has it changed over time? Now, if it's always been like that, where are we missing the boat at? Where is the disconnect? It's probably not just all you. It's also probably in the way that you feel from your spouse and how they're responding to you. So when we begin to open up the lines of communication, I want us to start being calm. I want us to start it with a calm sense of calm, just being calm. And that means that, you know, we have to get some stress out. So, you know, probably before beginning these conversations, you probably need to go get some exercise and really just get calm. Because it's not all going to be solved overnight. We have to realize that there might not be a solution this particular day. And we have to set the scene by stopping these programs. So a lot of times we're running on these mental, emotional, spiritual type or non-spiritual type programs, non-spiritual or not. There's something affecting us from being able to connect with that. But also many of us are running on programs where we do the same thing every day. So, you know, if we're turning on the TV and going into another room and making a drink, we probably need to slow that down. We probably need to stop doing that if we want to try to open up the lines of communication, because that's been the coping mechanism not to communicate. That's been the anti-communication coping mechanism, because you feel as though what you're going to say is going to fall on deaf ears. So what do? You isolate, you go in the other room, you have a drink, you turn on a TV so you don't have to communicate. And so these are some of the things that we're going to have to let go of. And it's going to feel very weird, feel like fish out of water, because we're going to be doing things that we haven't done in a long time. Okay, and this is just the beginning. If you can begin to do this, you can change anything. But it's got to start this way. You can't move mountains in one day. You know, I've worked with folks where they say, well, I'm trying to do everything. I go, hold up. You've been married for 25, 30 years. We can't do everything right now. We've got to slowly integrate and start opening up the lines of communication so the other person feels calm and able to receive what you have to say. Another thing, too, is that I don't want you to run the conversation. You know, you don't have to hold court. You know, it needs to be mutual. And if the other person is not talking, okay. You know, maybe it's, you know, you try it another day. But one of the things is that we want to make sure that we don't tell the other person that they're our problem. Okay? Because it does take two to tango. There really is nobody in our way in life except for ourselves. I did a interesting blog and a video on a recent song that I like from Calvin Harris, where it's like, I'm in my way. And it's about this person that's supposedly in his way, but this person is actually, is actually a digitally created person. So there really is nobody in his way. It's all an illusion. And so most of all of our communication issues are based on our inability to communicate or our inability to see our value to communicate. And it's interesting how our spouse or significant other can mirror our insecurities or mirror our issues in a totally opposite way. And let me give that example real quick. So let's say that both of you have issues with abandonment. The first person doesn't like to be abandoned and is very codependent in nature and smothers the other person. The other person feels smothered by them, okay? And then the other person, though, doesn't want to be abandoned either, but their kind of thought process because of their historical record is, well, I'm going to leave before I get abandoned. Okay, I'm going to cut off my emotional ties before I get hurt. So you have one person trying to cling and one person trying to get away. You see what I'm saying? That's where a lot of us are falling into this trap. And that trap is causing a lot of pain because of the communication breakdown. The more the other person tries to get closer, the other person feels like they're being smothered. So how do you break that cycle? How do you overcome that? Well, you have to begin to understand that both of you have the same drive, but you have to understand the difference in that drive. So you have to understand how to play to that. So you can't smother. You got to be there, but you got to have a little bit of distance and you got to play it just right. And I'm not talking about manipulation. I'm talking about if the person feels smothered, you don't want to smother them anymore. You need to play into how do they feel and try to figure out how they can feel loved and not smothered. You know, right now I want to talk a little bit, and we'll talk more about this at the end of the show, right after Dan's segment, but right now I want to talk about the historical perspective. You know, we talk about perspective here on the show, that's why the name of the show is Live Your True Life Perspectives, and now Dan Nelson's going to offer his historical perspective based in the year of 1910. Dan, great to have you on the show today.
Nice to be here.
How are you doing?
Doing good. Hopefully I'll have good quiet here where I'm at.
You sound great. So you said you had some letters and some documents from 1910 that talks about some struggles. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, so this is sort of cool. I have some relatives, you know, like probably my mom's second cousins up in right by Palo Duro Canyon. I had a great uncle who settled, had a ranch out there in the beautiful Palo Duro Canyon area, and through a shirt tail relative out there, not a blood family member, was how I was able to acquire my grandfather's great-great-grandfather's diaries. And so that shirt tail relative is probably now, I'm guessing, in the late 70s, and they decided, I guess, to finish cleaning out whatever family treasures they had or historical stuff. And so she sent me a note. She was going to send some pictures and letters to me, a couple shipments, and she did. And so I was just reading through the letters, and I thought it was pretty interesting to read relative to the times today where, you know, we feel like, you know, these are the most difficult of times, and it's never any worse than it, it never has been worse than it is now, and et cetera, all those things. So one thing I was surprised to read this that I never thought about, because we all say, man, you know, as soon as Facebook gets my information, they're sending me an ad for something, or Google, or, you know, any people are always trying to get your money. But he talks about whether to sell the farm and move into town. And he says, the problem is when you move into town and they know you have money because you sold your farm and your other, you know, farm-type possessions, that there's a set of agents or grafters that bother one to distraction. Bringing to sell you all sorts of stuff, sacks of wildcats, and trying to get your money. So that even back then, if somebody who was in sales knew you had two nickels to rub together, they were trying to get your money. He goes on in this letter then to talk about the calamities in their neighborhood. And so here's just a few things that happened in this little tiny, I mean, town is a generous word where they live. And he says, oh, a friend of his son's about the same age accidentally shot and killed himself while hunting rabbits. The stock buyer, who was the first man he'd ever had dealings with when coming to Texas, had a horse fall on him, breaking his leg in two places. About 10 days ago, another guy fell from a wagon of loaded stacked grain, and the wagon going over on him, breaking both legs, an arm, and crushed his hips. And then Thursday night, Mr. Joe's automobile turned over, killing his three-month-old baby and hurting his wife and himself badly in the afternoon of the same. And another guy who was about 35 years of age died suddenly of heart failure. Sort of the ironic thing about this is the town all these people lived in is Happy Texas. So wasn't too happy right then. Yeah. Even goes on to talk a little bit about the family horse, and somebody's saying it's worth $200 and sell it. And the reason how he made it sound like a family horse is he said, well, with this horse, if a child falls out of the buggy, he would stop. So apparently that's how you judge whether you had a good horse or not, to pull the family buggy. And then just one other letter here that I thought was interesting. So he's writing again to his father up in Kansas, and he says, we have nothing to complain of in the way of health, but at present we are put to a little inconvenience by the house burning down yesterday. We had all gone away except the daughter. Yeah, just the house burned down yesterday. Now think how whiny we would all be if the house burned down yesterday. We probably wouldn't be writing letters to anybody. But, you know, it wasn't like you could go on social media and share pictures or anything like that. But it goes on to tell, you know, the ordeal of the fire and getting the, some of the clothing that got the daughter that was home got out of the house and things like that. And then it talks about the fact that they're going to go into town and they have to buy clothes because all their clothes got burned up. But they had a few clothes, and it says we've got a home to stay in. Some friends about 15 miles away had a furnished home they're going to let them stay in while they rebuild or whatever. But he says, we're going to be going to Amarillo tomorrow to get us a new outfit of clothes. And I will think I will wear the best I've got from now on, basically saying that if there's another fire, you want to have your best clothes on because you won't lose those. And he says, I am satisfied that mother had more clothes for me the day I was born than I have today. So I thought that was a little bit of humor after dealing with such a difficult situation.
What so a challenge. You know, oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah, so it just gives you some perspective, you know, how in sort of a nonchalant way they dealt with the difficulties of the times. You know, not like every letter had all those abundant amount of bad things happen, but that was a relatively small area that, you know, all those series of unfortunate events occurred. So it does give you a different perspective. It could be even a little bit of settling to hear it because it's like, you know what? They all lived, other than those people that, you know, the one person that passed away, the rest of them all lived long lives and you know, raised a bunch of children and, you know, they went on and did the same. And, you know, sort of the life goes on and you know, they had enjoyable, successful lives. So we can too. We just have to make more of an effort. So the great thing is nowadays, you know, back then, your support network was your family. Nowadays, you may not have your family's support network, but you've got a different support network, including, you know, like calling into this show and reading books that are talked about in this show and things that can sort of help you get your life going the right way, help your perspective.
I love what you shared, Dan, because I know that a lot of us have been going through challenges and changes in our life. This has been a really, you know, tough year for a lot of people. And, you know, I think it's interesting, like all these people went through all this chaos and pain and agony and happy Texas of all things. But, you know, it does put it in perspective. And, you know, if we feel like our lives are tough right now, people had tough lives, then probably a little tougher to some degree. But at least it puts it in perspective, I feel.
Yeah, it does. It gives you a different way to look at it because, you know, we tend to think that how it is now is as hard as it's ever been and ever could be. And it's just all a matter of your perspective, what you're looking at. You know, a lot of unfortunate things happening, you know, over the last, you know, 8 months with COVID and all, but a lot of good things happening too. And we tend to take our eye off the ball on the good things because it's so easy to get caught up in the difficult things.
You're right about that. It's like getting perspective back, like being able to have clarity, even though all this stuff is going on around us, refocusing our life on what's important.
Yeah, I agree.
Great to have you on, Dan. I look forward to our learning experience and our historical perspective next week, and I'm looking forward to the stories that you'll have for us.
I'll be collecting those pretty quick here. It's sort of nice, though, to have some good stories just show up in the mail. Didn't have to dig for those. So.
That's awesome. That's awesome, Dan. Thank you so much. And if you get more information on Dan, definitely you can. We have all the information. It'll be here in Dan. What's your website again?
It's www.dancestorsgenealogy.com.
Dancestors,
like the word ancestors.
DanCestersGenealogy.com. Dan, great to see you. I'll see you next week. And when we return, we'll be talking more about communication style, what you can do, how you can bridge the communication gap, what you can do right now to make changes to your situation, not sweeping under the rug and opening that line of communication. Live your true life, Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back. And I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Great to be back. We're here live. We're talking about, we just met up with Dan, and we had our historical perspective, which is always great. And, you know, it always puts things in perspective. I mean, the burning down of the house, the losing of all the clothes, all this was happening in Happy Texas, for God's sakes, you know what I'm saying? And this stuff's real, and I know that many of us feel like we're overwhelmed right now, and sure we are, and I'm not going to make light of that at all, because we are. But in order to be non-overwhelmed, we have to take piece by piece. We got to start it. We can't wait. The longer we wait to take care of these things and to find solution and not to do things, the longer it becomes a bigger issue. And eventually the bigger issue becomes a bigger issue. And the bigger issue becomes almost insurmountable. So what do we do? And so right before we were talking about Dan, I was talking about the concept of being able to communicate when both people are running programs, and what do we do? And one of the things that I've realized is that many of you might be dealing in a situation where one of you is trying to get the other person in the relationship to reconnect. And as you're doing that, the other person feels as though you're smothering them. Okay, they're like, you're like, oh, I can't believe this. I feel like you're on top of me and I can't get any space. And, you know, you're starting to feel dejected because of that. And you're feeling dejected because they seem to be, you know, rejecting you. The other person is just like kind of trying to get away, but they also don't like the way that you're coming after them. And so what I've realized in life is that one of the things that we have to do is first we have to prepare ourselves for change. And that means that some of us need to take care of our health. We need to take care of our bodies. We need to take care of our mind, and we need to start putting some energy into that, because the more we're happy and at peace and calm and self-aware and care about ourselves, the more the other person's going to feel the same too. The interesting part about this is that when we put some time and effort into us, so like taking care of our bodies, working out, losing weight, doing those sorts of things, it doesn't matter if you're in shape, not in shape, whatever, it's like being consistent in that and doing that for the right reasons, okay? And the right reasons mean I care about my body, I want to live as long as I possibly can, I want to do the best I can, and I want to show myself love. I want to show myself unconditional love. And that starts with self-awareness. And in order to have self-awareness, we have to understand our internal dialogue, because our internal dialogue is what's getting in the way of us in our relationship. It's what's creating barriers in our relationship. It's what's creating these barriers to communication and this fear of communicating. And it's also what's creating our self-sabotaging behavior in our life. We are sabotaging ourselves constantly. Some of us bigger than others, some of us on a much larger scale, some of us on a much smaller scale, but self-sabotage is self-sabotage. It's just as bad. It shows ourselves that we're not good enough. It shows us that we're not valuable enough. It shows us that we would rather hurt ourselves than do the right thing for ourselves. And so this is a big deal. So we got to start working on that, as well as opening up the lines of communication. But this is the really, this is the crux of it. This is the big power play here, is that once we begin to figure that out and we begin to look at ourselves and work on that self-sabotage and understand, okay, wait a second, what was it that I was thinking about right before I went in there and made a double, you know, vodka club soda? What was it that I was, you know, what did I think about right before I made, a double sandwich and sat there and ate the sandwich and watched a movie that I don't need to be watching? You know, what is it that I was thinking about? You know, we got to really think about this kind of stuff, because this is what's getting in the way of our communication, but this is getting in the way of us seeing our value. Because one of the big problems that we have when we're trying to reopen the lines of communication with our spouse or significant other is that we start forgetting we don't know our own value, so we're trying to show the other person our value. We're trying to get them to see us as valuable, and that becomes the problematic situation, because it's not the fact that you're valuable or not valuable. You are valuable, but you have to see your value, and you have to see it clearly. And it's not a narcissistic thing. I'm not trying to get everybody to be a narcissist, and it's not what I'm training here. It's not the MPD training session, right? I'm trying to get you to be able to see your value unconditionally, not based on the condition that you were raised at when you were growing up. Because see, that's the key, is that conditional, that's the conditional love practice. That's the thing, that's the deal that a lot of us have been dealing with. That's the thing that a lot of us have been associated with. And even after the show, I'm going to stay on live here on the social media is after the show to give more information, so stick with me. So we're going to be talking more about this when we get off the air, but as far as, we'll be back on live air next Saturday, every Saturday on USA Radio Networks. You can get the show, you can actually call about the show, you can actually check out my website, ashleyburgess.com. If you'd like to hire me to work with you, also don't forget we have a YouTube channel, new content up every single week. I just put up a new video a couple of days ago on BPD and understanding purpose. In a few days, we will put up another video about understanding ourselves and our self-dialogue and understanding how that creates self-sabotaging behavior. Looking forward to next week's show. We'll be talking about some great stuff that will, you know, illuminate the mind and open up our senses. So we have a great show for you next. Don't forget, a great show with Dan today, and Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in three shakes. We are all striving to live our true life, and part of living our true life is learning about our past. Passing knowledge and family history down to the next generations help those generations to learn where they came from, who they're related to, and to learn about the accomplishments of their ancestors. We've all seen the commercials on TV where you buy a kit, spin into a plastic tube, and receive a few morsels of information that need a lot more connecting of the family dots. Instead, how about hiring a true professional to help you find out your true family history? Dan Nelson is a resident historian of Live Your True Life Perspectives, a professional who does more than looking you up on the internet and compiling bits of history. He travels the country doing research around things that your family deserve to know. Take a moment now and contact Dan at 214-914-3598. That's 214-914-3598 and begin to learn your history.